Hey everybody, this is Alex Merced, and welcome to my tech podcast, where I talk about technological stuff that I want to talk about. And what I'd like to talk about today is just sort of the different ways you can sort of prime AI tooling to do things more like you want them to do it. And there's really sort of three sort of approaches to really kind of shape, you know, like a ChatGPT or a Claude or a Gemini. And oftentimes, I don't think people understand sort of when they should use which and what's the differences between them. The first one is sort of creating sort of a custom chat, in a sense. Essentially, it's still the same ChatGPT chat or Gemini chat. It's just kind of shaped by you. And this is referred to as in ChatGPT as a custom GPT, in Gemini as a Gemini gem, or in Claude as a Claude project. So in this case, what you're doing is you're not necessarily creating any new functionality. But what you're doing is you're shaping how it'll interact with you by doing two things. One, you generally have some sort of instruction. This is generally like stating a persona. So you're saying, hey, you are a ghostwriter. You are a therapist. You are something. Okay. And your goal is this. Okay. So basically, that way, when you start a chat with this entity, it's already kind of pre-primed to be the person you want to talk to. Now, in this case, you may want to have knowledge. For example, as an employee of Dremio, I created myself a Dremio custom GPT, a Dremio expert GPT that has like access to the Dremio documentation, many of the blogs that I've written, some of our, you know, like messaging framework, stuff like that. You know, basically everything I would need to be able to kind of, one, ask it questions about, A, did I write the SQL query right? Or what's wrong with the SQL query? Or things like that. It has all that documentation sort of built into what's called its knowledge base. Okay, these are the documents that you supplement with. So you have the instructions, and then you have the knowledge base. And in the instructions, you should generally probably refer to the knowledge base so that way it understands when it should use which things. Because it's not going to just read everything in the knowledge base every time. It has it there to refer to. So you need to kind of provide instructions that kind of guide it on when it should access these things. So this is essentially the same thing as a Gemini gem. The only a couple extra nice bits about Gemini gems is that Google has something called Notebook LM, so you can actually create this like notebook that's got like up to 100 sources attached to it, and then that can be attached to a gem, which makes sort of creating a really robust knowledge base very, very possible, which is really cool, and it's been very, very useful. And then there's Claude Projects, and Claude Projects, similar, again, you have instructions and then you have a knowledge base. And then when you create a new chat in that Claude project, again, it's already primed. So that's that tier. So this is great when you're trying to create sort of a GPT who's expert in a specific thing that you can then go have a converse with or have it write for you or whatnot. Now, the next thing is you want to use your chat interface, or you're using ChatGPT's chat interface, Claude interface, or you're building a custom AI agent and you want to extend it with sort of other functionality. This is where MCP comes in, the Model Context Protocol. Essentially, the way this works is that it's going to give the agent that connects to this MCP server. So you create a server, okay, and a server just means a running piece of software that's just constantly running, okay, to serve. People will send requests to a server, and then the server serves those requests. But the requests that get made to an MCP server are specifically for three things. Tools, prompts, and I always forget what the third thing is. But I think it's called like information or knowledge or whatnot, but it's reference. It's just basically additional information. But the main two things are tools, which are things that, well, think of as like a verb, a thing you can do, such as like send an email or update a Twitter account. And essentially what's happening is that the AI is going to send instructions, send a request to that MCP server saying, hey, I want to do this thing. Here's the information you need. Go do it. Okay. And this allows the agent to be able to now like take actions. Basically be able to trigger these different types of actions you can do. And then the prompts are like template prompts. So basically if I were to type a prompt, then it recognizes that I'm trying to do something in particular and it's in its list of prompts. What it'll do is it'll substitute it out with one of these template prompts that are going to be much more detailed and sort of crafted to using the MCP server ideally. Okay, so that way you get the best result. Even if I don't type a super detailed prompt, it might trigger one of these pre-made prompts and I'll get a better result. But the idea is that there's this remote server, so you have to, one, design or create this MCP server, and then connect it to your agent. The beautiful thing about MCP is that it's a universal standard. So essentially, all MCP servers work fundamentally the same way, so any tool that supports MCP can connect to all MCP servers and connect to multiple MCP servers, getting multiple sets of functionality. So I could have a agent that can connect to a Dremio MCP server to query Dremio to get business data. And then I can have it also connect to, let's say, a SendGrid MCP server that gives it the ability to like send texts or send emails or whatnot. So I can go get information and then, like, let's say, go get lists of clients, go email them X. Cool. And then this is great for, like, one, custom agents, and two, chat interfaces. Because generally chat interfaces don't have access to, like, the terminal and things like that. But if you're using something like a Claude Code or anti-gravity, then things kind of change a bit. Okay, now basically your agent, which is like these coding agents, which really have really just access to your computer. Fundamentally, they mainly have access to your terminal, which can control pretty much anything. So in that case, they don't necessarily need to make a call to an external server because they have direct computer access. So the case for like MCP, when you're working with like a coding agent, again, like a Claude Code or an anti-gravity, is, I think, a lot less. And I think the case for the third category of things I'm going to talk about, skills, becomes much greater. Okay, and let me talk a little bit about that. So in this case, like an AI coding agent, your Claude Codes, your Open Codes, your Google Anti-Gravities, your Cursors, your WinSurfs, they're going to be able to have direct access to your terminal, to your file system. So in this case, they don't really need external tooling because the tooling is already built into the agent to pretty much have full control of your computer. What they need is sort of recipes on how to do certain things you may want them to do. And that's where Skills comes in. Skills isn't necessarily creating a server that does these extra things. What they are more like recipes. So for example, I may decide, well, one of the things that I do is I write a blog every week that is a digest of what's going on in AI, what's going on in open source. And before, what I would do is first, I would have to like do a deep research into that topic. And then once that's done, then I would say, okay, hey, let me pass you the writing style guides and you know, create me an outline. And then I read for it to do that. And then afterwards I say, okay, let's go write the first section. It would write the first section. Then I would write the second section and so forth and so forth. So overall it would take me like 20, 30 minutes, which is again, still a lot faster than like traditional sort of content creation. But with skills, that whole process I can detail, say, okay, hey, here's how you're going to do the thing. And here's what the output's going to be. And now every week I just say, hey, can you generate me the open source newsletter for the week? And that triggers the predefined skill that is configured. In this case, this is with Claude Online. So these are because skills also work in Claude Online, which is pretty neat. And then basically when I do that, it just goes through the steps to create the thing. But this is even extra useful when you're working with a coding agent. Okay, again, like Claude Code, Open Code, Anti-Gravity, because now those recipes can contain like documentation, coding scripts for the coding agent to go write code to do the actual action. So instead of having a Dremio MCP server that goes and sends the SQL to Dremio, I can create the directions for how to use a CLI tool or a Python library to write code to then query Dremio. And then put all the guidance inside the skills documentation. And now when I say, hey, can you go query Dremio for this from, you know, Claude Code or something, it will just recognize that the skill exists and then do the thing or write the Python script and then run the Python script and come back to me with the result versus delegating it to some external server that's remote. And this opens up all sorts of possibilities. And one, convenience, because again, with an MCP server, you do have to authenticate, possibly if you're talking about secure things. You have to kind of establish this connection to the external server. There's a possibility that server goes down. Again, MCP servers are great. And again, they have a place. Again, when you're using like chat clients that don't have necessarily direct file system or terminal, you know, basic direct control over your computer. But when they do, it's just easier to kind of give them directions on how to do the things themselves. This is a re- then you don't have to connect to an external server. You don't have to worry about authenticating to that an MCP server. In this case, now I can just say, hey, do this. At best, it's going to say, hey, I don't have credentials for Dremio, so can you, you know, put credentials in this file for me so that way I can go get you your stuff. And then again, depending on how you craft the skills documentation, it's going to be able to kind of interact with you and say, hey, you know what, for me to do this, I'm going to need this. Can you do that? And still achieve the end result, but in a way that's kind of more served locally. So essentially it gives you two different ways to really package working with external tooling. I can do an MCP server where the working with that external tooling happens on a remote server, or I can build a skill where it basically has all the sample code and whatnot, so that way a coding agent can then just basically build out how to work with that external tooling and build, you know, use case specific stuff, which is actually really neat. So I built like a Dremio agent skill, because we have a Dremio MCP server that the engineering team made. It's super awesome. And again, a very secure way to really extend Dremio AI functionality. But I really like this idea of skill. I mean, honestly, creating this Dremio agent skill was inspired by a company by the name of Bowplan. Like, they recently, what they do is they're like a Python runtime for ingesting data into like an Iceberg lakehouse. And they did exactly this. They basically packaged up an agent skill because they're more focused on people writing Python code. You're not generally like connecting via JDBC and querying the data. They're more focused on, hey, you are running these pipelines to get your data from your databases into Iceberg. So they created a Bowplan agent skill that has like all the Bowplan documentation and whatnot. So you can kind of basically tell it what you want to do, and it will write the Bowplan code for you and then go run it for you. Which is actually really, really, really cool. And I had recently written some Python libraries for Dremio. Dremio Frame for just writing Python code. I wrote Dremio CLI as a CLI. So I was like, wait, why not create an agent skill that knows how to use these things? So that way it can go query your Dremio via the CLI or via Python pretty easily. Okay, making your life pretty easy. So I did exactly that. So again, hopefully you understand like these three categories of how you can take your AI tooling and make it more productive for you. So again, I'll use the like custom GPTs and whatnot oftentimes for like writing. So again, I'll have like a custom GPT that has my writing style guide, SEO best practices, things like that. So that way when I want to write something, I already have it ready to go. And then I would maybe do a separate chat to do some deep research, take that research, put in, and then build a blog outline for a particular piece that I'm writing. Put that, and then I can go bring it to my writer GPT to help me go put together the final work. Versus, again, MCPs and skills, which are going to really enable the AI to do things, not just know how to do things, but know how to do things with like external tooling. Okay, MCP servers basically allow you to do the things on a remote server, and allows the AI to go trigger those things to be done on the remote server, while skills give you the specific directions how to do it natively, which is really powerful when you're talking about an AI working through an AI coding software, where basically it's basically an AI agent that has all the tooling built in already for working with your file system and your terminal, basically having full reins on your computer, okay, if you're comfortable with that. But so I just wanted to talk about that. Hopefully this kind of helped understand sort of like the layers of sort of customizing your AI for better productivity. I'll see y'all later. Have a great day and enjoy.